Hiya, folks. You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
This is Do You Speak English, isn't it?
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, funny. Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, and I'm thinking it's funny. Love is funny. You would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor? You've changed. That sparkle in your eyes is gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart. You've changed.
Does any of this sound out of tune? And the question is, who cares? Certainly not
Saddam Hussein. Bin Laden. I appreciate your listening tonight.
Let me just say quickly that we can do a better job of training.
That's very important. Once more. One, two, three, four.
Way down inside of you, it's two more little yous. One is good and one is bad, it's up to you to choose. The good one tells you nice things to always do and say. The one that's bad would have you do naughty things all day. Because it is the only one who is really you. Listen, good self. If being bad always gets you more than being good, sock 'em one for me. When you see this little girl, she looks so very sweet. I had never think that she was ever naughty.
She was having some serious emotional problems.
So if you stop and think each time whenever you're in doubt, the bad in you will always win and throw the good you out.
So finally her husband took her to a psychiatrist. The doctor analyzed the woman and then reported to her husband that her mind was confused. The husband said, I don't see how it could be. She hasn't been out of the kitchen for 3 years.
Please do something. Help me.
Feelings are spontaneous reactions to an event. They just happen. And they're psychological pointers that can help direct you to the most effective action to take in any situation.
Feelings, feelings, feelings. Look. Many of our feelings aren't pleasant.
I'm not going to tell you to get organized.
That's a natural reaction.
Feelings, feelings, feelings. Look, and I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You've got to shove them aside to get on with your life. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Look.
Feelings are your basic resource for understanding what you expect, what you're thinking, and what you want.
Tell me what you think!
Next, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go, and I'm a
mortal. How do you intend to do that?
Before I answer that directly, let me ask you to do something. Think back to when you expected a certain behavior from someone, and that person broke your expectation.
I went to the gypsies. Gypsy sitting all alone. I said, tell me, Gypsy, when will my gal be home? Gypsy said, silver, put some silver in my hand, and I'll look into the future and tell you all I can. I crossed her palm with silver, then she started into lie. She said, now listen, mister, she'll be here by and by. Oh, what a lie. Waiting and a-waiting, and she ain't come home yet. Something must have happened to make my gal forget. I hate's a lying gypsy. We'll take good money from you. Tell you pretty stories and take your money. But if I was a gypsy, I would take your money too.
Gone are my blues and gone are my tears. I've got good news to shout in your ears. The long-lost dollar has come back to the fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. We're in the money, we're in the money. We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, we're in the money. We're in the money, we're in the money. The sky is sunny, money, money,
money. We're doing it for
money,
a shitload of money.
It's all showbiz.
Oh man, depression, you are through, you done us wrong. Oh, we never see headline about red line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. Oh, we're in the money, come on, my honey. Let's lend it, spend it, send it rolling around.
Boy, we're in the money, I say we're in the money. We got a lot of fun, it takes you to get along. So we're in the money, look up the sky. Oh, man, we never see a headline,
Oh, Jesus, Dad, what do we do?
Get my bag.
Her leg's stuck. We gotta get her loose.
No, you'll tear it off completely, you idiot. Do as I say. I'm the doctor here.
You're drunk.
My bag. I'm going to save the woman I love.
The woman I love.
We're going to get married.
Please. Please do something. Help me.
Practically every great leader was a man whose achievements were largely inspired by a woman. When things get tough, and you can count on it, they will, you may be deserted by what you thought were friends. But if you've got a good woman, you'll never be alone.
Love, love. Now there's a puzzle.
No, go, you, I, no. Home, home.
No, no, no. Hello. Out of my way. You make me sick. Hello, Helen. I'm here to...
Fuck you, Helen.
No, no, no. If you'll let me. Take your blindfolds off, gentlemen.
No, Teddy, you've been spared today. Go back.
Pay attention.
What's music?
On the double.
It's all showbiz.
Start the music.
Don't tell me you live here and you don't know it.
Of course. It was a night like this. And she wore Romance. I believe it was by Christian Dior.
You love my sausage curl. You love to squeeze it like I do.
Yes. Hello, this is Kathy.
Hello?
So what's up?
Hey, what you doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic?
So what's up?
Not too much. How you doing?
Fantastic.
I hear ya.
I'm a burn victim.
What's that?
I'm eating my scabs.
You know what?
You need to talk louder.
Well, I'm barely hearing you.
You are an idiot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I wasting your time?
I'm on a roller coaster.
What's that?
Bacon and eggs are good to eat.
Oh! Chiamola in onda, chi chiamo in causa, chi vuole venire in causa, si faccia avanti per favore. Io sono il giudice, schiaccio sto pulsante, vediamo un po' che cosa succede.
All right.
Mi sono innamorato.
Here come the girls.
Mi sono innamorato.
To keep it up, up, up.
Love me. Yes, I see it.
Message. Hello, Kathy. This is Richard. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Bye.
Tre minuti e 30 secondi alle tre ore, quanta precisione stamattina, unga, badanga, babbalu. Aprivo tutte le linee, darò a voi l'opportunità di magari pure di bestemmiare contro di me se volete, ma sono sicuro che non lo farete perché la prossima canzone è bellissima. This is beautiful song.
Nothing. Nothing. Two. Say. 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 Say.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Two. Say.
I have got nothing to say.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Been part of a group conversation where all of a sudden I realized
I have got nothing to say.
I had no idea what was going on.
Nothing to say.
So, what happened? Too much time to think about what you're going to say when it's your turn.
I have got nothing to say. What should I say? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Please somebody tell me what to say.
Why didn't you just shut up?
Thank you.
listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. Do you have a message in tongues? Let's listen to this message in tongues. The Bible says there is the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation. So let's listen. Stand up, sister, and give it to us.
Да.
Я отвечу тебе «да», когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да.
Окей.
Да.
So why didn't you shut up? I am sorry for you. But you just talk, and say nothing.
Feelings.
And how did that make you feel?
Angry, confused. Feelings. Look, many of our feelings are unpleasant.
You seeker! What's the matter with you?
You! That's what's the matter with me! I'm sick of you! I hate you!
Go ahead and hate me, Anna.
I hate what you do! Oh, no! I hate everything about you!
Did he do it intentionally, or did he just forget? Either way, it was pretty obvious I didn't mean a whole lot to him.
You followed a natural human process. First, there was an event. You went to lunch and your partner never arrived. Then you had an interpretation of the event.
Я отвечу тебе да, когда ты не будешь ожидать этого.
Да!
Love me deadly. The motion picture that begins where The Exorcist left off. Beyond the horror of The Exorcist, deeper into the occult, the most shocking ordeal ever permitted on any screen. Witness the most shocking secret rites ever performed.
Don't cut me! No!
Love Me Deadly. See beautiful Mary Wilcox, a creature possessed by demons, unable to escape her inevitable doom.
Love Me Deadly. Love me deadly. Kiss me deadly. Love me deadly. Kiss me deadly.
The word is necrophilia. We're quite normal people, just with different passions.
I love you. I think you love me, but every time I touch you, you turn off. Now, what is it?
A beautiful child woman driven by uncontrollable passions to reject the love of a devoted husband. A woman cursed with a secret too terrible to reveal. Doomed to love only the dead. Shocking film. You will witness the never-before-seen blood-curdling rites of the lovers of the dead.
Johnson of the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
We interrupt this broadcast. Is a time capsule of the famous and infamous moments that stopped us in our tracks, combining the sounds and images of nearly a century with the emotional experience each of us has personally associated with these moments. Sudden catastrophes, a victorious end to a world war, senseless acts of terrorism, cold-blooded assassinations, and triumphant achievements of the human spirit.
Memories of a high school, memories of a high school, memories of a high school ride.
Debbie and Tommy were like so many kids at Union High. They were going steady, exactly 2 years, 8 months, 11 days, 4 hours, and 32 minutes. That's what Debbie was thinking in her oversized bed, surrounded by pictures of Tommy and herself. She and Tommy at the beach. She and Tommy at the dance. She and Tommy at Christmas. As she dozed off to sleep, the following strange events began to unfold.
Debbie and Tommy agreed with a smile. It was time to get married and walk down the aisle. Debbie's mom and dad were away on a trip, so they told her big sister, who they thought was his.
Joanne, Tommy and I are getting married. Since Mom and Dad aren't here, will you give your approval?
Hello, Mother? Mother, Debbie's going to marry Tommy. She's just left. I was so shocked, I had to call you.
She doesn't know what she's doing. Has she lost her mind?
Oh, Debbie, I don't think you should do it.
Debbie, dear, don't worry. My buddy Jack will stand up for us.
You want me to punch him out?
Debbie had a great idea. She thought of a boy named Ted.
Ted?
They were once going steady, but she picked Tommy instead.
Ted, will you and Betty come to Centerville with us? It would mean so much to me.
No.
Tommy and I are getting married, Ted.
No.
It would mean so much to me.
No.
Ted.
No.
Soon, their plans for elopement became the talk of the school.
Do you, Tommy, take this girl, Debbie, to be your lawful wedded wife?
Well,
Tommy, did you hear what he said? Tommy? Tommy?
Debbie?
Tommy?
Debbie?
Tommy.
Wake up!
Mom! Oh, Mom, I'll take everyone's advice. I'll wait until after school to get married. Oh, I'll wait. I'll wait, and I'll be sure.
To be continued. To be continued. To be continued.
Come on, boys. Might as well begin right here.
Hey, go take them clothes off. Go on. Come on, you clowns. Get out of here. Come on, get these music racks out of here.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Well, who are you?
I'm Barney Hopkins, producer of this show.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's tough luck, brother. I'm from the sheriff's office. Legal attachment to collect for the creditors. Corpus delicti or seize the body.
What again?
Don't you dare.
Don't worry, sister. This will look nice in the sheriff's office.
All right, come on.
What's the excitement? It means they close the show, Dumbbell.
Yeah, give me that costume.
I beg your pardon.
Well, we got to take it back, actress.
Well, that's as far back as it goes.
Sorry, miss. I got to have that costume.
You can at least give me car fare.
What for?
This is our first rehearsal. We got a great show. It opens tomorrow night. You can't do this to me just because I don't pay a few bills. When the show opens, I will pay them.
Tell it to the sheriff.
This is the fourth show in 2 months that I've been in of and out of.
They close before they open.
The Depression, dearie.
clock used to ring. Those good old days when you had to get up.
Come on, let's get up and look for work. I hate starving in bed.
Name me a better place to starve.
Your stomach.
Well, let's get up and get dressed. I thought we might try the flea circus. Maybe they got something for us there.
What can we get at a flea circus?
Fleas?
You can get those here. All right, come on, let's get up. One, two, three.
Deux attentats ont à nouveau visé des étrangers samedi au Caire. 8 personnes ont été blessées et les 3 assaillants, français et américains, tués. Fait nouveau dans ce pays, l'un des attentats a été commis par 2 touristes, français et américains. L'un des attentats a été commis par une touriste, femme kamikaze, chercheur au CNRS, si bien que certains désignent l'Égypte comme nouvelle ligne de front.
Mais avec aussi, pour la première fois en Égypte, des femmes qui commettent des attentats apparemment complètement aveugles.
Oui, ça c'est nouveau. Ça ne veut pas du tout dire qu'il y ait un mouvement de fond, presque au contraire. Par contre, on a une certaine mutation apparemment de ces mouvements islamistes qui jusque-là ne comptaient pas de femmes et puis qui commencent à en intégrer certaines.
يا زهرة في خيالي
يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي يا زهرة في خيالي رعيتها في فؤادي